Welcome to the LTE TV studio. This is Let's Talk in English. My name is Katie, and we are glad that you joined us for today's lesson.
And my name is Peter, your other teacher here on today's show. Today is Saturday, friends. So let's go ahead and start to review everything that we learned this week.
There were so many things we talked about. First, we learned a lot about winter sports.
Yes, the weather is bad at LTE TV. It snowed a lot. And then Alex watched Rob play hockey.
And Rob let Alex borrow his hockey skates, but it did not go well. Do you remember what happened to Alex?
Pay attention today. We will ask you more questions later in the show. Right now, we're going to review this week's conversations.
Hi, Alex. It's a wonderful day.
It isn't wonderful, Taylor. The weather is bad. It's snowing.
I know. Cold weather is great. You can do all kinds of winter sports.
No thanks.
Don't you like any winter sports?
Well, I like ice skating. I did that in Taipei, but I was inside.
We have lots of snow, Susie.
I know. Maybe I can go skiing this weekend.
Skiing is fun, but I'm not very good at it.
I'm not very good either, but I have fun.
Maybe I can build a snowman after work.
I can help you. We can build it in front of the station.
We're getting quite a storm outside.
I know. It may snow all night.
My son is really excited. He wants lots of snow for sledding.
Does he like sledding?
He loves it. I go with him sometimes.
I like sledding, but I love snowballs.
Come over to my house this weekend. We can throw snowballs.
The weather doesn't look very good, Rob.
Is it going to snow more?
It's going to snow all week.
Do you like snow, Alex?
No, it's too cold. It never snowed in Taipei.
Well, it snows here. It will snow until April.
Oh, no.
But I like cold weather. Cold weather means hockey season.
Do you play hockey?
I do. I play with a group of friends on Thursday nights.
Is it fun?
Sure, but players can get hurt.
I know. I watch it on TV sometimes. The players skate really fast.
And the puck goes really fast, too.
You must skate very well.
I'm okay. Some of the other guys can skate better.
I like to ice skate. I skated a lot in Taipei.
Skating is fun.
Could I try playing hockey?
Maybe. Why don't you come and watch us play this week?
I'd like to.
You may want more practice skating before you play.
And I'll need a hockey stick.
You can borrow one of mine, and some other gear, too.
Thanks, Rob. Watching you play hockey was fun, Rob.
Thanks for coming. Do you want to play next time? Hockey is really fun.
Probably not. I need to skate a lot better.
So, practice now. There's no one on the ice. You can use my skates.
They might not fit me.
Try them. Our feet are about the same size.
Okay, I'll try. I'm ready. This should be fun.
Don't try to skate too fast. Those are hockey skates. They're different from figure skates. You're not used to them.
Okay, here I go. I'll just slide over the ice.
Hey, you look pretty good, Alex. But don't go too fast. Alex, slow down. You're too close to the wall. Stop! Alex, are you all right?
You guys are still here?
Yes, we both worked late.
Why are you still here? I'm waiting for Alex.
Isn't he at the hockey rink with Rob?
Yes, but I borrowed his car earlier. He's coming back to get it, but he's not here yet. And it's almost 11.
Do you think something happened to him?
I hope not.
Are you okay, Alex?
Rob, you've asked me that 10 times already. Yes, I'm okay. Oh, but my wrist really hurts.
I'm so sorry, Alex.
It's not your fault, Rob. I skated too fast, and I couldn't stop.
So you hit the wall and fell down on the ice.
Yes, I fell hard. I hit my head and fell on my wrist.
We've been here almost an hour. I hope we can see the doctor soon.
Me too. My wrist is hurting more and more.
I'll find a nurse. Maybe she can give you some pain medicine.
No, that's okay.
I'm so sorry this happened.
It was an accident.
I know. Well, at least it's your left wrist.
True. I can still write since I'm right-handed.
Alex, I'm so glad to see you. How is your wrist?
It hurts.
Did you break it?
Yes, I did.
I was so worried when you didn't call last night.
I'm sorry. I completely forgot you had my car and were waiting for me.
That's okay, but I'm glad I finally called you.
Me too. And I'm glad I'm not hurt worse.
Me too.
Allison was looking for a snack in the store. She didn't want to spend a lot of money, but she was very hungry. She saw some chips and some candy. Then she saw a wallet. The wallet was lying on the floor. Someone dropped it there, then left the store without it. Now the wallet was lost. What should Allison do with it? Allison picked up the wallet and looked inside. The wallet was full of money. The wallet's owner would need the money back. But who was the owner? Allison looked in the wallet again and found an ID. The ID said Stephen Thompson. But now Allison had a new problem. How would she return the wallet to him? The ID card had an address on it. Allison could take the wallet there, but that might not be easy. Allison could take the wallet to the police. They could contact the owner. Allison looked at the cashier. Maybe she should give the wallet to him. Maybe Stephen Thompson would come back for it. What would you do?
Okay, everyone. We don't have a lot of time, so here's my first question. Our first lesson was about winter sports. Which winter sport does Alex like?
That's really hard, Katie. Remember, there's a lot of winter sports we learned about.
I know, Peter, but you're from Colorado, so you can answer this question. I know you can.
Okay, Alex really likes to go sledding.
Oh, good try, Peter. Sledding is a really fun winter sport, but that's not the right answer.
Oh, Katie, I know. I can't believe I forgot this. Alex likes to go ice skating.
That's right. He does like ice skating. And remember, later in the week, Alex goes with Rob to the hockey rink.
And he gets hurt because he's wearing Rob's hockey skates. He's not used to them.
And then he starts skating too fast and he falls. Poor Alex. Peter, do you have a question for me?
Sure, Katie. Where did Alex hurt himself when he fell on the ice?
Oh, great question. He hurt his wrist. I remembered because I've hurt my own wrist a couple of times.
That's too bad. But thanks for answering my question. And I hope that helps you too, friends. Let's take a short break now.
Welcome back, everyone. This week, we also had a very special Talk About It lesson. Our Talk About Its are very important because during that lesson, we want you to talk about something with your friends.
This week, someone found a wallet. It had money inside. What would you do if you found a wallet inside? Would you return it?
Well, that was this week's important question. I hope that you tried to answer it. Our features are very important too, so let's review all of them right now.
Hello everyone, this is Jack. Whew, it's cold today. When it's cold outside, I like to warm up with a hot drink. What is your favorite hot drink? Do you like coffee, hot chocolate, tea, or something else?
Many people enjoy hot drinks in cold weather. They can warm you up inside and out. The cup is warm, so it makes your hands warm. And the hot drink makes you feel warm inside. Coffee is a very popular hot drink. You can make it at home, but most people buy it at a coffee shop. Some people drink coffee black, others put milk or sugar in it, or sometimes both. Hot chocolate is also a favorite drink. It tastes sweet. Some people like whipped cream on their hot chocolate. Another name for hot chocolate is cocoa. Many people also drink hot tea. They enjoy black tea or sometimes white tea. And some people just drink hot water. That is a good hot drink too.
That coffee was good. Now I feel a little warmer. There's nothing like a hot drink in cold weather. But you know, maybe I need another cup of coffee. This is Jack reporting for Let's Talk in English.
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. you do what you know is right. Something's been coming, but when you're done, you begin to see the light. Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care. There's always someone watching you. Your good deeds, they are aware. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night. Life is better when you do, and your days will always be bright. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night. Life is better when you do, and your days will always be bright.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about accidents. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Nurse Nan. Welcome to the show, Nan.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Nan, you are a nurse. What kind of nurse are you?
I am an emergency room nurse, Rob.
Wow. Then, Nan, you are the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Andrea Bustke in San Diego, California.
I love San Diego. That is a great city.
Yes, it is. All right. Andrea writes, I am a mother of two small children. My children like to run around. Sometimes they fall and get hurt. What is the best way to take care of a cut?
Great question, Andrea. I am glad that you asked. The best way to clean a small cut is to use soap and cool, clean water.
That's interesting. What do you do after you clean the cut?
Well, next, you want to keep germs out of the cut. You can use a special cream to do that.
Oh, I see. Where can we get this cream?
You can buy it at a drugstore or grocery store.
Some people say you shouldn't cover a cut, that will help it heal faster. Is that true?
No, it isn't. You should cover your cut with a bandage. The bandage will protect the cut.
I see. Does that help the cut heal faster?
Yes. It also keeps the cut from bleeding again.
Now I know. But what if it is a very serious cut?
If it is a very serious cut, then you need to go to the hospital or clinic. The doctor or nurse there can help you take care of the cut.
I understand. Thanks for sharing, Nan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, James. How was your trip with your sisters?
Oh, it was great, Kathy. I loved Sun Moon Lake. The weather was perfect for hiking. But, well...
But what?
But we shopped every single night. I wanted to do more hiking. But instead, we shopped and shopped and shop some more.
I didn't know you liked shopping.
I don't. Actually, I didn't to want lots. Oh dear. What am I trying to say? You can see how upset I am, right?
I am Super Sentence Man, and I am here to help you. Here is the super sentence for the day. Someone didn't want to do something a lot. You are trying to say, I didn't want to shop a lot.
Exactly. My sisters wanted to do a lot of shopping, but I didn't want to shop a lot.
Excellent job, James. Okay, Kathy, can you think of another example?
Sure. My little brother didn't want to practice the piano a lot over the weekend, so now his teacher is angry with him.
Ah, my little brother did not want to practice the piano a lot. What a super sentence. Now, James, can you think of another example?
Really? Me?
Yes.
An example? Oh, here's one. My sisters didn't want to hike a lot.
You've got it. Someone didn't want to do something a lot. What a super sentence. Everybody together now. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
I had a great trip, but I just didn't want to shop.
I understand. Wait, did you buy that watch on your trip?
Well, yeah.
And that hat?
Yeah.
I think you do like shopping. And those shoes are new, too. And that shirt.
And now I have no more money. I hate shopping.
Beaches are a lot of fun. You can learn languages in a lot of different ways. That's why we have you sing and play games, all in English.
And Super Sentence Man is always here for you when you have a question. He's a super guy.
That's right. We had a lot of fun reviewing today, but I hope that our show also helped you if you had any questions from the lessons this week.
We're out of time for today's review show, but don't worry. On Monday, we'll have a new lesson for you.
That's right. There's always more great things to learn here on Let's Talk in English. And since you'll be coming back to see us again, that means that there's more fun to have together, too.
So we hope you have a great weekend. Remember to keep practicing. And we'll see you on Monday here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.